Late last year, the federal government said it was unlikely to deliver a budget surplus this year as promised. And last week, the federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott, said all bets were off on his promise to deliver budget surpluses because he didn't know the true state of government finances. In a new report out today, the independent think tank, the Grattan Institute, says all governments, state and federal, are at risk of posting huge deficits for the next decade. It says combined state and federal budgets are at risk of ballooning out to a combined deficit of at least $60 billion a year by 2023. The Institute's CEO, John Daly, is speaking here to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
We think we're looking at a collective deficit for Australian governments of about 4% of GDP over the next decade. In today's terms, that's about $60 billion. And what's driving that is a number of things. Firstly, there's a number of free kicks that we have to give back. So we've had budgets that have been made to look very good as a result of the mining boom. They've got revenue supposed to come in from the minerals resource rent tax and the carbon price, and also some forecasting of company taxes. And all of those things are not going to happen. And so we're going to have to give those things back, and consequently budget surpluses, or more to the point, deficit is going to be much worse than we thought. And then the other big driver is around health costs. If health costs keep going up at the same rate in the next decade as they have over the last decade, they'll take an extra 2% of GDP in government spending. So those are the kind of pressures that we're looking at. You add them up and you get to about 4% of GDP, and that is clearly not a sustainable situation.
Economists often say that if the federal government in particular cuts so-called middle-class welfare, things like the baby bonus, the school kids bonus and parts of the family tax benefit Part B, that it would help. Would it help in this instance?
Look, there's no question it would help, but you add those things up and they're probably worth in the order of about $4 billion a year. When your target is 60, it's clearly not going to get you there. The reality is Australian governments spend two-thirds of their money on welfare, health, education, defence and infrastructure. And really, if you're looking for a budget deficit of 4% of GDP, that's 12% of government spending. You really need to have all of those areas of welfare, health, education, defence and infrastructure on the table.
And you say there that the federal government has plenty of choices. Is it because politically they're too hard that they're not made?
Well, we have had a political culture for quite some time that said when we're making changes in the budget, for everything, every loser, there's got to be a winner. So if you look at the way we introduced the GST, if you look at the way we introduced the carbon price, if you look at the way we've been talking about Gonski, the line all along is, you know, there's got to be no losers. The reality is when you're trying to close this kind of gap, everyone is going to have to share in the pain, and that's a very different political culture from what we've had for the last decade.
When your report paints such a bleak picture, are things like the National Disability Insurance Scheme and the extra spending the federal government's proposing on education, can Australia afford those things?
Well, we can afford what we like depending on what else we choose to do. So if we're prepared to have the tax increases, if we're prepared to have the spending cuts elsewhere to pay for those things, then of course we can do them. And it's really a question of priority. I guess what we're flagging is you have to make those hard prioritisation calls. It's not good enough to just say, well, we're happy to live with a deficit for the next couple of years. Because the reality is that at this point in the economic cycle and at this point in the mining cycle, the collective budgets of Australian governments really ought to be in fairly comfortable surplus.
Conservative parties often talk about smaller government is one way of bringing down the burden on everyone. Will that do that here?
If you look around the world, there's very little relationship between size of government and size of deficit. There are small governments with big deficits. There are big governments with surpluses. There is a link in one sense. In order to close this kind of gap, we're going to have to both have tax increases and spending cuts. And by definition, if you have spending cuts, then government will be spending less than it is at the moment. By definition, you have tax increases, it'll be raising more revenue than it is at the moment. I think it'll be a real tragedy if we went down the American route of one party saying, well, we're only going to do this by spending cuts, another party saying we're only going to do this by tax increases, and then because they can't get any kind of consensus between them, nothing happens, and you wind up with this deficit just continuing as far as the eye can see. That would be the worst of all possible worlds. I think the best of all possible worlds is one in which we accept everyone in the community is going to share some pain, and that will mean both some spending cuts and some revenue increases.
The Grattan Institute's John Daly speaking there with Sabra Lane.